White House Drug Control Policy Director Michael Botticelli was in Salt Lake City this week. He talked with community leaders about efforts to address opioid addiction. Then he met for an exclusive interview with KUER's Andrea Smartin.
Michael Botticelli has been touring the country, talking to communities about the opioid epidemic. Utah ranks fourth highest in the nation for drug overdose deaths. But Botticelli says the state is not unique in its struggle with prescription pain medications and heroin. He says it's going to take a coordinated local and national effort to address it.
I think what we saw today is various sectors of the community, the prevention, the treatment community, the law enforcement community, coming together saying we each have some level of responsibility to make headway on this problem.
One of the things Botticelli heard from the group in Salt Lake City is a need for expanded treatment options. He says across the country, he's seen a gap between people who need treatment and people who get it.
We know one of the biggest reasons that we have that treatment gap in the United States is people who do not have insurance. You know, expanding Medicaid and providing insurance, and particularly a substance use disorder benefit, is one of the singularly most important things that we can do.
Botticelli also says the White House is setting aside $1.1 billion in the president's proposed budget for state grants to expand treatment efforts. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.